This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hey, Greeny, I bet working with me makes you feel like a grand prize winner.
Yeah, I'm so lucky, Golic.
Well, now you could win possibly the best grand prize ever, valued at over $55,000 in ESPN Radio's Ultimate Outdoor Giveaway, hooked by Bass Pro Shops.
You could win a two-year lease and a brand-new 2012 Toyota Tundra 4x4, an Arctic Cat 425, and much more.
Plus, the winner also gets to come to Bristol to meet us personally and tour ESPN Studios.
Visit ESPNRadio.com or your local Bass Pro Shops to find out more.
Exxon and Mobil have a little something in our gasoline that can make a big difference for all you drivers out there. Actually, it's smaller than little. It's tiny. Microscopic, even. We're talking about a molecule, a complex molecule that, when added to gasoline, helps remove deposits that build up on your intake valves and helps keep fuel injectors clean. So your car runs cleaner. Smart gasoline. It's just one more way Exxon and Mobil make gasoline work harder for you.
What's going on? Stuart Scott with you. Thanks for checking in with SportsCenter. Coming up, breaking news. This just in. Scott.
Don't you love, we love local. Love the local team announcers that go bananas.
Go bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug Duda from ESPN Radio in Kearney.
Well, you want answers? I go get you answers. But that's just my opinion. I don't know. It's just my opinion.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
We can't get anybody open down the field. There's people running post patterns, and they're open by two steps. We have nobody that can get open by two steps.
Contact the show at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776, or email the show at douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com.
Okay, that's enough out of you.
There it is!
Oh, very nice!
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hello? Is anybody there? Hello?
Doug and Daddy Show. How's it going, everybody? Glad to have you along with us on this Thursday, the 7th day of July. And we've got a great show planned for you today. Hastings, a little baseball talk with Johnson Imperial home coach Russ Kinding. They won the junior championship earlier this week in the Cornhusker League. We'll talk about their all-star game last night for the seniors. And just talked with Kearney Runza coach Brad Archer. He says because of the rain in Lincoln, they will not be able to make up their senior league championship game between Kearney Runza and Lincoln Southwest tonight. It was already rained out Tuesday, and with the teams playing tournaments this week and districts beginning next week, they're not going to be able to play that game, and that's too bad. So the Cornhusker League Championship, the West champs, Kearney Runza, the East champs, Lincoln Southwest, that game tonight in Lincoln has been canceled and will not be made up because of the rain. Coming up in our next segment at 11:15, Nebraska Athletic Director Tom Osborne scheduled to join us right here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And now, Merritt, there's only one thing that I can think of as I look across our spacious studio here through the window. Oh, wait a minute. How can I see through the window? Where's the big guy? Tom Osborne is going to be on the show today, and Daddy doesn't show up.
Yeah, we worked a pretty good trade there.
T.O. for Daddy. Daddy for T.O. That would be about as good a trade as anybody could get. But opposite ends of the spectrum, they'd be like two totally different coaches. Tom Osborne is going to join us. Daddy is out today, so that makes him a communist Iowa Hawkeye lover.
That's what I heard.
I think he loves Texas. He must be in Texas, and Daddy will be back with us tomorrow for the annual Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest. We are getting more emails in, and we want to throw this out to send your emails to the Dent Popper inbox. If you want to be in the hot dog contest tomorrow, need to be at the Hilltop Mall. 11 o'clock, come in the Snickerdoodles location there, where the cell phone is, Old Navy location, a Hallmark store if you're familiar with the Hilltop Mall. That's where we will be set up and have every other year. If you've been in it before, it's the same location. If you want to be in, be there by 11 so we can get you signed in, we can get you seated, and shortly after that, we'll have the hot dogs out, and we're looking forward to it. Again, Eric Holland is our defending champion. He has put out a possible prediction of breaking his 15 Troutman dog record. Again, for the folks that don't know, and sometimes we take it for granted, we do it different than Nathan's does in New York. We give you 30 minutes, casual atmosphere, ketchup, mustard. If you want to bring anything besides that, that we can give a thumbs up as a legal condiment, I guess. I know some people have brought maybe some salad dressing before or some Miracle Whip or something like that that they like to put on their hot dog. Sit down, eat as many hot dogs as you can in 30 minutes, and the grand champion with over $200 in prizes, the valued golden bucket, of course, the traveling trophy will be on hand if Eric Holland wants to give it up, or he can retain it. Pug Bertrand, we are still efforting to see if the three-time champion, who said he was going to retire last year, but so did Brett Favre and Rocky Balboa.
He's just doing the Kobayashi thing.
He's going to do it from a satellite. He's going to go over to Hastings and sit in the mall in Hastings and eat hot dogs. But we expect to have a pretty good field tomorrow. NTV will be on hand. Spencer Schubert and the boys were going to be there, and I know they're going to use it for one of their Sunday night off-sports segments. If you want to be in, email the Doug and Daddy Show. If you have a question for Tom Osborne, we'll try and get one or two in our limited time with the athletic director. Send us an email. We'd love to hear from you. Dent Popper inbox, email address, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Hoban says, I think I can beat your record. Is Daddy participating? Daddy does not participate competitively. The first year, and this was, again, just something we had to learn. It was very hot, and Kerry and Troutman's brought us like quarter-pound dogs, and Daddy didn't want anything to do with that ever again. As we said, he's a wuss, and if you've listened to the show, you know that. And he will admit to that. He is a wuss, and that's all there is to it. But he will be busy helping with the event, talking during the show, and adding a little bit. So, Hoban, we want you in. Great. I was thinking of Bob Hamer from the Grand Island Independent today as well. Another man who said that he's kind of retired. But he sends us an email. If you'll have me, I'm in again. Although, between us, I don't plan on breaking double digits. Come on. See, here's the deal, though, with Bob, and probably all Cubs fans. You're not watching as many Cubs games because they suck. So you're not eating as many hot dogs in preparation and knocking back a few beverages. You never know what's going to happen, though, says Bob. When the competitive juices start flowing, I may just have to keep going until I beat Spencer Schubert. Uh-oh! Media challenge issued. Independent versus NTV. And Pat says, I want to enter Nick Stadler. Let's see, Pat. We'd love to get Nick in. Bring them all. We understand the black Kobayashi has moved to North Carolina. I kind of thought that might have been the idea. Or that,
but he is making the trip. Oh, no.
he would have to do it via satellite as well. So put those in the stack, Merritt. Again, we've got a lot of folks. Skip Barry from the Storm going to be there. Just a lot of folks. I'm not going to give you all the names because, quite frankly, I don't know all the names. But we've got quite a few folks that are in. I believe James Pointer from the Nebraska Danger has said he will be in. So we're looking forward to all of that. Joining us tomorrow for the annual hot dog eating contest, we will be live and on location. Here at the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, a lot going on. Again, Tom Osborne is going to be joining us here in about 7 minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. So if you've got a question, pass it along. We're going to talk about Bookgate, what has happened in Nebraska with some secondary violations that they discovered and had to self-report themselves to the NCAA earlier this week. Want to know his thoughts, obviously, on what has transpired in the last year. I'm sure he's going to say it's been a smooth transition to the Big Ten, but, you know, it's been a year where you were just kind of in waiting, and we'll talk about if everything has went like he thought it would so far, and maybe even get his thoughts on some parting shots that we're hearing out of the Big 12 Conference. I keep reading, and if you go to Big12Sports.com, Wendell Barnhouse is doing a four-part series on what transpired a year ago this last month, June and July, where Colorado and Nebraska left the conference, and then it looked like the conference was going to fold, and then the glorious, illustrious leader, Dan Beebe, put his hand out and said, we shall be one. And how great he is and how great the conference is. And I'm not saying blame on Nebraska, because I think if any Nebraska fan reads it, you're going to take it negatively. But I think there's a lot of truth to it, that basically it's saying Nebraska had set themselves up best to leave the conference, and they were looking to leave the conference, and eventually they did leave the conference. So you can read it if you want at Big12Sports.com. Also, we'll talk to him about his friend Barry Alvarez, who we had on the show Tuesday. We asked Barry what his talking with Tom was like. He says he and Tom have talked not every week, but frequently throughout this transition process and any time that Coach Osborne has a question. We'll also ask him about the change in the baseball program, Darren Erstad coming in, and just get his thoughts again on why he think that needed to happen. I think Husker fans know why that needed to happen, and kind of the open checkbook, but the open rein it seems like he's going to give Darren Erstad, and the much respect that he has for a former player of his. So that's all coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sad news this morning, as you may have heard, John Mackey, one of the greatest tight ends in the history of football, who really transcended the position. Even Mike Ditka said this morning he is the man that changed the tight end position, where it became an offensive position and not just a extra blocker out there. John Mackey, from the Baltimore Colts, battled dementia, died at the age of 69 today. And, of course, we just talked about yesterday, there is an award now named in college football for John Mackey that goes to the best tight end in the country. And Nebraska's Kyler Reed, one of 34 players named to that watch list yesterday, seven from the Big Ten. So a lot will be coming out, and it'll be a special year for that John Mackey award. He played for the Colts from 63 to 71, and then a year for the Chargers. Had 38 touchdowns in his 10-season career. And once again, we welcome all of the folks in the 20th annual Mr. Basketball Invitational and Miss Basketball Big Show that got underway this morning at 9 a.m. at Kearney Catholic, and using three courts, splitting it up there at the Health and Sports Center at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. 44 teams from 9 states competing in this summer's event today through Sunday night. Every team gets 3 games in pool play over today and tomorrow, and then Saturday morning, the single elimination tournament begins. Games tip off every hour and 10 minutes. I'll let you do the math, but it starts at 9, and the next set of games set to go at 11:20. The final games tonight and tomorrow will tip off at 9:50 at UNK and Kearney Catholic. So best of luck to all the teams that are in from the area. We're going to take a break, and when we come back to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Nebraska Athletic Director Tom Osborne will be right back.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
No matter how you say it.
Listen up! Goodbye, home run!
Oh, boy, did he get this one.
No! Get it. On its way and gone.
Back, gone!
One thing is for certain. Balls will be flying out of Chase Field in Phoenix on Monday night.
It's the Major League Baseball Home Run Derby, Monday night at 7 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Today, the rain will move out and the clouds will eventually clear as our highs get up to 84 degrees. Tonight, skies will be partly cloudy, low of 65. Friday, partly cloudy with breezy south winds and a high of 88. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro.
Right now, 72.
We're back on the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. If you're still trying to catch up from the 4th of July weekend, you got home, you had a busy weekend of fishing or boating or golfing or camping or just running around chasing the kids, you plopped down in that recliner and you went, ow, and it wasn't because of the weekend. If you need new furniture, the place to be is Bruce Furniture. Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Bruce Furniture wants you to have furniture right and fast. If you see it in their showroom, you can have it in your home that day. That is their guarantee. If you want it somewhere delivered in 2 weeks, guaranteed they'll do it for you. And also, free of charge, they bring in the furniture, and they'll do whatever you want with the old recliner, the old couch. You want to take it to the dump, they'll do it. You want to take it to the auction, they'll do it. You want to donate it to charity, they'll deliver it. You want to take it down the street to the kid's apartment, they'll do it. Bruce Furniture offers you all of that free of charge. There's no after-the-sale add-ins or add-ons, and no fine print. The price of that piece of furniture or mattress is the price you'll pay, and they'll get it into your home as soon as you want it. Bruce Furniture, just right for you. You can see them online, brucefurniture.com. Check them out on Facebook, Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. And as we've been promising you throughout the week, our next guest on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio in Hastings and Kearney and throughout Central Nebraska is the athletic director at the University of Nebraska, who everybody wants a piece of his time, and we really, really appreciate it giving us just a few moments this morning, and that is Tom Osborne. Coach, thanks for coming back to the Doug and Daddy Show. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. It's good to be on with you guys.
Well, Daddy's a little bit under the weather, and he's probably crying at home that he doesn't get to chat with you, but that gives me the full 10 minutes. So how was your fourth? Have you been catching any fish? I know that's the question he would want to ask you.
I was up in South Dakota a week ago and did some salmon fishing up at Lake Oahe, and it was okay. I caught several, but it wasn't, they got so much high water that the conditions are a little different. But I usually catch a few, and I enjoy the process.
I know you want to keep your privacy, but if you can share with the folks, what do you think is the best spot when you want to go catch a good boatload of fish? If you're going to stay in the state of Nebraska or surrounding area, where do you like to go?
Mm-hmm. Well, I enjoy a lot of places. I go to Lake McConaughey a lot. I particularly enjoy trout fishing below McConaughey and Lake Ogallala, and then in the river below Lake Ogallala, there's some excellent trout fishing. Do a little trout fishing up in the northern part of the state on occasion. Occasionally fish for walleyes at various lakes. Like to go to the Black Hills. That's not in Nebraska, but I don't run into many fishermen up there. I do a lot of fly fishing, and I've already mentioned Lake Oahe. That's one of my favorite places, and probably my favorite place in the world is Alaska. I try to get there. This year I'm not going to make it, but most years I get up there.
Well, with the addition to the Big Ten, maybe we'll find some new spots as well as Tom Osborne joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's start there, Coach Osborne. It's been a year. Of course, last Friday, all the paperwork becomes official. We talked to Barry Alvarez on the show on Tuesday. He said if there was a question either one of you needed to bounce off each other, you had kind of talked through this process. What were some of the things that maybe you and Barry talked about or that you guys worked together on in the last year?
Well, really, the first thing was just I talked to Barry about whether there was any interest on the part of the Big Ten, and he said, well, he'd heard some conversation about it, and he knew there was some interest. This goes back to probably a year ago, this last January or February, so it's been roughly 17, 18 months ago. And then progressively throughout spring, we talked a couple, three times, and he began to indicate that there appeared to be a fairly strong interest, and then that culminated in a meeting with Jim Delaney, which led to our being asked to join the Big Ten. So it wasn't that there were a lot of problems, but it's more just communication as to what he was hearing, and he's had interest in Nebraska for a long time, and so he was one guy that I could pick up the phone and call relate to pretty well at any point.
And it has to be. Of course, you have so many friends throughout the country in the business, but to have a guy from right here in the backyard, that has to be somewhat comforting. And Tom Osborne with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Coach, obviously, and you mentioned January and February, we talked to Jim Tressel for the FCA banquet. He came out. A lot of folks in the media point to that time as when things really kind of caught fire. And boy, how things have changed in the last year and a half, not just from the league, but obviously with Coach Tressel. I'm sure you were somewhat shocked in that, but you also know how this business goes. Your comments on what happened to Jim Tressel, and have you spoken with him since he stepped down?
Yeah, I haven't spoken to him since he stepped down, but I did see him at some Big Ten meetings about 5 weeks ago in Chicago, and just told him that I liked him and I believed in his basic integrity. People have sometimes, thrown a rock or two at me because I've been supportive of Jim, but I do know his character and I do know his heart, and he made a mistake. He's not the kind of person that's going to deliberately do something dishonest. He's not going to advocate cheating in terms of recruiting a player. And I just know the complexity of this business, the complexity of NCAA rules, and the fact that sometimes it's easy not to take the right step, to not know the right protocol, and all of a sudden something that seems relatively innocuous just jumps up and bites you. And, of course, a good example has been what happened to us here recently, where we had the issue with the books. Believe me, nobody here wanted to do something wrong. Nobody wanted to do something illegal. We spent a lot of time looking at the rules and trying to be very proactive in compliance. And yet, here's something that jumped up and all of a sudden was an issue. And so we addressed it as quickly as we could. I think we're going to be fine, but you never know, and we will have to wait till the infractions committee rules on it.
Tom Osborne with us here. Of course, he spoke on Sports Nightly on the Husker Sports Network Tuesday on our sister station, 1230 KHAS, which I'm sure Coach Osborne grew up listening to a little bit because it's been around so long. But, Tom, have you heard anything from the NCAA yet, or when do you expect to hear?
No, we probably won't hear. I think the earliest meeting of the infractions committee from which we might get a response would be probably October. But they probably have a fairly full agenda, and they could even say, well, we don't have time, and we'll push it off to later in the year. And so that's one of the difficult things about dealing with NCAA issues is sometimes you're out there dangling for quite a long time. But let me say this. I think that we have adequately dealt with the situation, and we feel like we're probably in a pretty good place in terms of what we've already done, and we've been very thorough, and student athletes have made restitution financially for any benefit they received, and obviously there was no competitive advantage. It didn't help us in recruiting or getting a stronger team, and there was no intent to deceive, so hopefully they'll look at it with some leniency. But again, I hesitate to say what the infractions committee is going to do because that's not my place. That's their place, and we'll have to wait till their decision.
It seems like what I've been hearing and what I've been reading and what we've been able to digest in the last 2 days. Would it be safe to say that you and the athletic department would be shocked if the NCAA wanted to do more than your self-imposed infraction? Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. I would use the word shocked, but I would say that we're very hopeful that what we've done has been adequate. And I guess I'll have to leave it at that because you really can't speak for a committee that you're not on.
Well, as we know in the sports business, nothing the NCAA does should surprise anybody. Mm-hmm. And we've just got another minute here with Athletic Director Tom Osborne on the Doug and Daddy Show. I want to ask you about the hiring of Darren Erstad. That's had some time to digest now. I don't think anybody was surprised that a change needed to be made. But the comfort level you have with Darren, knowing him all his life since coming into collegiate ranks, how comfortable it is and how easy was that hire?
Well, I got to know Darren quite well. I know, first of all, he was a punter for us on our football team, and I admired his competitive spirit and stayed in touch with him through his major league career. And then when he came back here and told me that, yeah, he really wanted to coach, that was something that I wasn't sure that he wanted to, put his family and himself through that grind. But when he assured me that this is what he wanted to do, I felt very comfortable with him because I knew where his heart was. This is where he wants to be. This is the place that he's loyal to. He knows the game. He's a hard worker. He's a competitive guy. And so I felt that he would be a good fit for this job.
Finally, Coach, stadium expansion. I can't believe how much excitement there is from all the fans about going into the Big Ten and the ticket requests we're hearing for road games and how exciting it'll be through the first couple of years. I know you want to let the fans know how they can help with the contributions or things like that. There's a great website where they can see what's going on. Are you satisfied with the way things are progressing there?
Yeah, we're calling it Expand Their Experience, and that's simply trying to help our student-athletes have some of the best facilities anywhere. And, of course, this fall we will open our basketball and wrestling practice facility as well as new offices and new weight room. And also this fall we will open a new baseball, softball practice facility, which enables us to prepare better during the winter term. And then, of course, we're adding onto the stadium, and the footings and some of the preliminary work has been done, and then the structure will start going up at the end of the football season. So we feel good about what we're doing. We'll add roughly 7,000 seats to the stadium. That'll put us up around 92,000-93,000, and if we continue to sell it out, which we think we will do, we'll certainly be in the top 5 or 6 nationally in attendance, because we fill ours up, and some of the bigger stadiums don't fill up, and so that will certainly give us a shot in the arm and make us very competitive in the Big Ten.
Stephen Hastings, before we let you go, has shot us an email. He wants to know if you're excited about what's coming up this year in the Big Ten.
Well, yes, I'm certainly looking forward to the new venues. I've been in many of those stadiums. We played at Wisconsin. We played at Minnesota. Played at Iowa. I've been at Indiana. Never played in Michigan Stadium. We have played at Michigan State. We played at Penn State. Never played at Ohio State. And never played Purdue, period, either here or there. So be some interesting times coming up. I think the fans will enjoy those new venues, and it'll be interesting to see how we fit in the new league. You know, we're going to be on a more level playing field in terms of weather. Some of our sports like tennis and golf and baseball and softball, track, that are heavily outdoor-oriented sports. Now we're going to be playing people that have the same weather that we do, and I think that will be helpful and that will be interesting. And certainly we're going to go into some of the largest stadiums in the country, and that'll be interesting as well.
Well, we probably won't have to worry about heat and so much as the season moves along for some of these sports. Coach, we'll let you go. I know that your time is very valuable, and we sure appreciate you giving us some. We could talk for hours,
sure,
like everybody could, and hopefully we can do it again in the near future. Thanks for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You bet. Thanks for calling. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Coach. Tom Osborne,
yeah.
He's the best. Hastings original, Husker, and a Husker through and through, joining us here on ESPN Radio. Again, you know, you could go into the leaving of the Big 12 and rehash some of the old things, but I think and I hope we touched on all the things that we promised that we were going to touch on talking with the coach in that segment. And your reaction, your thoughts, anything that you heard the coach say new, anything that you heard him say that was different, that intrigued you, that raised a question. I guess I didn't really pick anything that did raise a question. Now, again, if Tony was in studio today, he has taken the opposite side with the Jim Tressel deal, which is very tough. If you don't know a person, and right now you can compare it to this whole Casey Anthony BS, is that, you know, everybody has an opinion, yet they know nothing about it. You know, everybody has an opinion about Jim Tressel, but if you've never met the man, and we've had one opportunity to talk to Jim Tressel on this show, as we mentioned here with Tom Osborne, a year and a half ago, came in to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes banquet, which obviously Tom Osborne is very involved with, Ron Brown very involved with, along with all the books, being a teammate, starting teammates, being the mentor that he is. So there would be some disagreement there, but yet we don't know the guy. We haven't sat down with the guy. I tend to give people the benefit of the doubt, although Jim Tressel, I guess it just depends how much you want to believe. Has he been sneaky his whole career? I think that's the word that a lot of people have used. Has he cheated
a lot in his career, all the way back to Youngstown State. Again, people debate whether it was one incident or multiple incidents at Ohio State, but eventually the avalanche became too much, and he had to get out of the way for the university, apparently, to survive. And, you know, Tom Osborne, I think, also is going to give people the benefit of the doubt. I mean, you can go all the way back to Lawrence Phillips and every other player that he has tried to get through troubled times. And now Coach Tressel, who was a friend of his and now is kind of under the radar. Be interesting to hear from Coach Tressel. I think that'll happen. And, you know, I would expect that'll happen right before the start of college football season, and somebody like Urban Meyer or ESPN guy is going to get a big, big get with Jim Tressel. I hope it's not a news organization. I hope it's a trusted sports interviewer. I don't need to see him on Barbara Wawa or Oprah or anything like that. But anything you think about the interview with Tom Osborne, we'd love to hear from you. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, or you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. We're here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, Midway, home of hassle-free pricing. Every new and certified pre-owned vehicle is priced clearly, so you don't have to waste time with grueling negotiations, and you can feel confident that you got the best price. I'm going to be honest with you, folks. I'm looking at a new vehicle at Midway, and I've been talking to some of the sales folks out there, along with the managers, Andy and Ryan, and they talk to me about the hassle-free pricing and how it has changed the way business is done and how it gets people in and out and how it makes the customer very happy. It may be a little more work for them because they don't have to worry about setting a price. There it is. No haggling. You want the vehicle, they're going to get it all set up for you. And they really like the way things are going with the hassle-free pricing at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Think hassle-free, think Midway, and don't forget the great website. You can preview most of the vehicles on the lot at thinkmidway.com. We're going to be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show, a little baseball talk as well after this.
The Summer Home Organization event is going on now at the Home Depot with low prices on the things you need to contain the clutter. Like clear 56-quart totes at a new lower price of just $5.97 each. They're big enough to stow just about anything, and they're clear so you can see what you stowed when it's time to find it again. An organized home begins with a trip to the Home Depot and 56-quart totes for just $5.97 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
At the Fram Proving Grounds, failure is not an option. Because failure to trap dirt is not an option for your engine. That's why Fram filters are tested beyond any conditions you'll ever encounter, proven beyond any limits you'll ever push. From the Fram Extra Guard air filter to the Fram Tough Guard oil filter that traps 99% of dirt, Fram's tough technology helps keep miles of wear and tear off your engine. You count on your engine to run right, so it's counting on you to choose the right filter. Fram. Don't fail your engine. Find the right filters at Fram.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Today, the rain will move out and the clouds will eventually clear as our highs get up to 84 degrees. Tonight, skies will be partly cloudy, low of 65. Friday, partly cloudy with breezy south winds and a high of 88. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro.
Right now, 72.
Mason, Josh, Dane, Dave, Eric, defending champion, Spencer, Bob Hamer, Hoban. We're starting to get a list. Our list is growing for the hot dog contest. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we still invite anyone and everyone to the Hilltop Ball tomorrow. Even if you don't want to eat, we've had kids in it before. We've had women in it before. You know, I can't say that we've really had a senior citizen in it before. No, not Merritt, not Bob. No, I'm not saying that. Come on. But it's all tomorrow. Even if you just want to come up and watch, there's going to be prizes for everybody that participates. We'll probably have a few gifts for those that are just cheering on their favorite wiener eaters. And it's tomorrow, 11 a.m. Again, show up at the Hilltop Mall. Register at 11. As soon as we get everybody registered and seated, we'll start eating about 11:20. But don't show up at 11:15 and think that you can join in. Please be there at 11 so we can get you signed in, sign the forms, and get everybody going, and we can get set up for tomorrow's annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest. It's this time of the year that makes me wonder, why the hell do we do this? But it's fun on Friday. There's no doubt about it. It is very fun. And Eric Holen has big, big aspirations of not only winning, but beating and possibly shattering his record. That's crazy, folks. That's crazy. Again, Big Daddy out today. He will be back with us tomorrow for the hot dog eating contest. And we miss the little fella. That's what we do. We miss him. Again, American Legion Baseball tonight at Kearney's Memorial Field. It's the Mid-Nebraska League Senior All-Star Game at 7. And Kearney 5 Points plays at Holdridge in the Junior Mid-Nebraska League Championship. Regular season championship game is set for tonight. We also told you earlier that tonight's Kearney runs at Lincoln Southwest. Cornhusker League Senior Championship game has been postponed due to the rain. So there you go. They'll not be able to make that up because, unbelievably, the season is winding down. And earlier this week, because they played in Hastings where it didn't rain at beautiful Duncan Field, Johnson Imperial Homes captured their first league title since 2003. And the coach, Russ Kinding, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, congratulations on the victory.
Hey, thanks a lot, Doug. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we wanted to give Hastings some pub here, and let's face it, there have not been a lot of titles in baseball that have come Hastings' way lately. One of the reasons is because Kearney has been so darn hot. Has it been a pleasurable surprise? Because we know that you've been playing better baseball here the last 3 weeks of the season.
Yeah, we played, I've been around 4 years now with our junior, and three of those 4 years, I believe, Kearney won the junior state championship. So we've run into them about enough, and this year we got one win here in town against them, and then they took us down in Kearney, but we held on to win the Cornhusker League championship, and that was one of our goals this year as a team.
And it was an exciting game, and you beat a very good team in Lincoln Pius, snapping their 19-game winning streak. A roller coaster ride. You guys have had some battles before, and it looked like you were going to win this ball game. You had a 6-3 lead going into the seventh, and then it got a little nutty. Why don't you take us through that seventh inning?
Seventh inning started. We were up 6-3. Tell our guys to get on the lines on the corners. Didn't quite happen. They started off with a single down the line. Ended up being an error in there also. So they start the top of the seventh with a guy on base. A couple hits in there. A goofy play. A hit in there. Got him a run. And then I think we ended up loading the bases for him. Ground ball to our first baseman right on the bag. He fields it. Lincoln, of course, is saying it was a foul ball, I think, and I couldn't tell from where I was at, but Matt Karloff fields the ball, steps on the bag, throws home. Their runners stop running, thinking that that maybe it was a foul ball, and we tagged him right before the plate. So that was our two of our outs. They ended up getting a single and tying it. So we go into the bottom of the seventh with our seventh hitter up. Gets Xander Schmidt, who also pitched the game and pitched a great game, hit a ball to center field. Their center fielder makes a nice play. You know, one of those moments where easily could have taken the wind out of us. And so they make that catch. Our next batter goes up, ground ball to third, gets out. We're down to our last strike with our nine hitter, Graham Schneider, who ends up drawing a two-out walk, puts us back at the top of the order. Jake Fowler, who's been our catalyst at the top of the order for us all year, hits a double into center field. We end up coming away with a 7-6 victory.
Russ Kindig, the head coach of Johnson Imperial Homes Hastings Juniors. And when we say juniors, we still, and maybe this is me, but I think a lot of us believe that have followed baseball for a long time, when you're playing senior ball at this level, you should be knowing what you're doing and be a pretty mature ball player. You still got, these are still some pretty young kids. It's not just about hitting the ball and running. They still have some things to learn, and now they're learning to win in big situations.
Right, that's definitely right. You know, we battled the first half of the year trying to get them some baseball knowledge and know situations where Coach LeMaster and I aren't always telling them what to do. And we're starting to get to that point. You know, we definitely have growing pains along the way with some of those freshmen coming up that played on our runs of team. But, yeah, they're really starting to play some good baseball right now.
Unbelievably, the season is winding down. You've got a big tournament this weekend to kind of cap things off before the postseason. Talk about going to Omaha this weekend.
Yeah, this is a great tournament for us. Steve Clark from Westside has been great letting us into this. It is basically seven teams from Omaha that just found out where they're seated. They don't want to play each other, so they put a tournament together. They've let us into it. It's really nice. We'll play one tonight, one tomorrow, one Saturday. So it's kind of almost a pre-area where we're going to play one game a day after sitting in a hotel all day and wait for games. So it's a really good step for us in the past to go into area.
Talk about the area tournament. It's a small area tournament, but you guys are going to have to once again step up and probably beat a Kearney team and North Platte and Scotts Bluff. What do you know about the other two teams besides Kearney?
Right. Besides Kearney, who's won, I think I saw 13 straight games going into their games today when they play or tomorrow when they play. Scotts Bluff, haven't seen them at all, of course. Looking at their schedule, they played North Platte twice. Looks like that's the only Class A team from Hastings, or from Nebraska that they've played yet. They split with North Platte. We've played North Platte twice in the Cornhusker League, beat them both times, 20-6 once and 9-1 the other one. We just found out last night we'll be the 3 seed. We beat North Platte out by the 4 seed by like 1/100 of a point. It was really close, which, you know, going in, talking to Matt Connett from Kearney, neither of us want to play each other right away, and we squeaked it out with that Cornhusker League win to play Scotts Bluff first on next Thursday.
And it's out at their place, and so you never know when you have to go that far on the road. But also, got a little insurance in your back pocket. You guys are already in as the host. Does that change the way you approach the area tournament?
You know, I don't think it does. Obviously, for me, we know that we're in. We're going to go in there, and I'm going to tell the guys, hey, you know, if we make it by winning the area tournament, then we don't have to listen to anybody saying we shouldn't be there. You know, if we don't win the area tournament and we're there, we're still going to hopefully send a couple teams home. But no, we'll go in there and play that thing just like it's our every game's our last game.
Well, Coach, as you get ready, have you set your pitching rotation for area next week? Do you know how you're going to approach that?
Yep, we'll go in and do exactly like we're going to do this week. With the exception of Xander Schmidt, who's kind of been our top guy all year, definitely been our number one guy. He pitched Tuesday, so he'll have this week off for this weekend off, probably throw a little bit out of the bullpen for us. But we'll go Kyle Goldenstein that first game against Scotts Bluff, go Mason Spilnick, whoever we see next, or Xander Schmidt, we'll see, depending on who it is. But Kyle Goldenstein will be the first guy going against Scotts Bluff for us.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the first championship since 03, and it looks like it's going to be exciting. I mean, you win the Cornhusker League, you're hosting state. If the kids aren't excited, there's no coach that's going to be able to pep them up if they're not already excited.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks for having us,
Doug. Hey, take care, Russ. Best of luck this weekend. Russ Kindig, he is the head coach of the Johnson Imperial Home Juniors, who won the Cornhusker League title in Hastings, downing Lincoln Pius in an exciting 7-6 game on Tuesday night. They've got 23 wins on the season, and they snapped Pius's 19-game winning streak, dropping them to 27-6. And they'll be playing in Omaha this weekend. Woo! That's good stuff. I can't believe we're already coming upon the area tournaments. What's going on? What are you going to talk about? We got Mr. Basketball going on. We've got 12 teams in 12 days starting next week. We got the hot dog eating contest. We had Tom Osborne on earlier today. Barry Alvarez earlier this week. Nebraska's in a new conference. We're getting ready to go to Chicago live for the Doug and Daddy Show July 28th and 29th. And as you know, the 12 teams in 12 days, talking about all 12 teams in the Big Ten Conference, will lead us right up to the 27th, the Husker Roundtable. 28th and 29th, we're in Chicago. And then we bring back a whole lot more through the month of August for you to listen to. So it's an exciting time, and the summer, that's why it flies by. You try to have a little fun, but there's always something going on out there. And at Misco Sports, where they're open late night on Thursday till 8 o'clock, they're under new ownership. But could you tell? You're going to be able to tell because of the new items they're bringing into the store. Expansion is what they have on their mind, but the same great service, the same great products that you've come to know over 30 years on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Clay, Larry, and the gang, they're there for you, but Steve and Steve, the managers down at Misco Sports, or as we like to call them, Steve Squared, are ready for you to come in and get whatever you need as we get towards football season, volleyball season, all the fall sports. If you need the shoes, if you need the gear, they've got it for you. And, of course, there's still plenty of baseball and softball going on, and that's why their baseball blowout sale is going on. They're clearing their inventory of this year's stock so that they can make room for the fall gear, but also so you still have time to take advantage and use what you get. We still have area tournaments, state tournaments. Maybe you need a new bat. Right now, they have Easton, Omaha, Louisville Slugger. They've got just a handful of this year's bats, over $200 in value left. $50, you're out the door. It's simple. You walk in, you give them $50, you get to take that bat home, and you can use it the rest of the season. Little League bats, softball, girls' bats, 40% off. Bat bags, pants, gloves, catcher's equipment, umpire equipment, it's all 40% off. Major savings from great brand names like Wilson, Mizuno, Easton, TPX, and Rawlings. Tell them you heard it on the Doug and Daddy Show. They're open 7 days a week, late night on Thursday. Misco Sports, they continue to do it for you in the downtown Kearney Center. And we're back after this.
Whoa, I just got this ridiculous urge for Doritos pizza chips.
Sudden urge, huh?
Uh-huh.
Sounds like you're under a rogue hypnotic spell.
Yes, that crunchy pizza goodness. It's all I can think about. I'm seeing pizzas everywhere.
Maybe it was that hypnotist at Karen's party. Mm-mm. Remember, he convinced Karen she was a bear and she was attacking people for days.
Oh, that cheesy crunch. Oh, we need to stop at the next gas station.
Whoa, you're starting to act like a bear now too, so you need to relax it.
Doritos pizza chips. The hunger you can't explain.
A Rhino Man is surrounded by an air of confidence and grill smoke. A Rhino Man carries an emergency set of seasonings, just in case. And a Rhino Man would never, ever grill with anything other than an always cleaned and always leak-tested Blue Rhino. So, what kind of man are you? It's not just propane. It's Blue Rhino.
With over 45,000 locations nationwide, a ready-to-grill tank is always nearby. Visit BlueRhino.com.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Major League Baseball's All-Star Game. Baseball's best meet at Chase Field in Phoenix.
Way back, there it goes!
With home field in the World Series on the line and more teams than ever in contention.
Home run! A grand slam!
The this year, it gets serious.
Major League Baseball's All-Star Game, Tuesday, beginning at 6:30 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Today, the rain will move out and the clouds will eventually clear as our highs get up to 84 degrees. Tonight, skies will be partly cloudy, low of 65. Friday, partly cloudy with breezy south winds and a high of 88. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro.
Right now, 72.
Good summer song. I call it stuff Merritt would never play. Tell me you at least know this.
I played it in Pep Band. God.
Ah, see? Yeah. This is a staple. This is a Pep Band staple.
Yeah.
Everybody plays this. I tell you what. Some of these Pep Bands need to learn a few new things, too. I mean, how much Louie Louie can you possibly hear? Going to all these games. I'm going to have to come down. But, you know, they got the standard list. Easy. I got these band kids. I got to teach something. Let's keep it easy. Hey, glad to have you on the Doug and Daddy Show today. And if you missed any of the program today or throughout the week or the last month, they're all up on our podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. Brought to you by Cunningham's Journal of the Loft and The Courtyard. The Courtyard is just so great. Music every night, not just on the weekends, but almost every night. Most of the time, Monday's kind of quiet. Sometimes Sunday's kind of quiet. But, you know, more great music last night, over the weekend. It's just outstanding. Inside, outside. Sometimes they'll bring you two bands. It's live, and that goes along with the great cold beer specials, happy hour specials from 3 to 6, big-ass beer for only $2.50, all Wells, $1.50, and a large selection of small craft and micro brews. The other night, they were selling drinks for $1. It's just something different every night. You never know. That's why you want to check it out as often as possible. Plus, watch anything you want from the sporting world. You can't find a spot, I don't think, anymore in Cunningham's that doesn't have a TV on the wall and not some 12-inch little rinky-dinky. These are real-deal televisions. Cunningham's, place to be. Take your friends, take your family, or just enjoy a little alone time while you make new friends. Located on 23rd Street in downtown Kearney. Relax at Cunningham's and the Courtyard. The Omaha Nighthawks have added Maurice Claret to their active roster, making that announcement today. Spent last season with the team, calling it a chance to rebuild his life. The former Ohio State star, suspended by the NCAA for taking improper inducements, failed to make it in the NFL. Spent 3.5 years in prison for having a hidden gun and holding up two people outside a Columbus, Ohio bar. Of course, I think he also had that half-empty bottle of Grey Goose in his front seat. Claret spent most of the last season backing up Amon Green as he got back into shape. So getting ready for another year with the Nighthawks. They seem to be very pleased with Maurice Claret, and hopefully he can continue to do some good things. Don't forget to vote on our poll question, also at ESPNSuperstation.com, brought to you by ATS. Do you watch the 4th of July hot dog contest, the Nathan's Coney Island 4th of July contest? Do you enjoy watching that? Just give us a yes or no. I think it's a guilty pleasure of a lot of people. They don't plan their day around it, but they watch it, or they'll YouTube it, or they'll watch the replay of it and check that out and vote for it. Yes or no. On our website, the ATS Hot Topic. Woo! Did you say you watched it, Merritt?
I did not.
You're just not into that, or you just didn't watch it?
I did not have the TV on at all that weekend.
Whoa. Look at you.
Yeah.
Look at you, brother. Daddy out today. He will be back with us tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, where we are live at the Hilltop Mall with lots going on with our annual hot dog eating contest. And again, folks, can't remind you enough, sign up for our Facebook. You get all kinds of information. If you're on Facebook, all you got to do is click it. You can also go to ESPNSuperstation.com as that site continues to build. The Facebook's on the site. Hit the like, and you'll get updates. We'll let you know who wins the hot dog eating contest. We'll let you know breaking news in the world of sports. We've went 2 days and haven't mentioned Roger Clemens. That's a good
thing. Let's keep it up.
Yeah. Let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line. What's up, Mike?
Mike from Grand Island.
Mike from Grand Island. What's going on, Mike?
You know, I had a comment about, I personally think the hot dog eating contest is so disgusting. I mean, it almost makes me nauseous to watch these guys dunk these things in water and then just shove them down their throat, not even eat these things. And, it's just, to me, it's just, even talking about it makes my stomach turn. But did you hear that MC call the and oh, Scott Van Pelt was talking about on his radio show how the MC called Joey Chestnut the, I'm making sure I get this proper, the DNA, the blueprint for the modern Archangel.
Yes. Yes, and George Shea, I believe, is his name, and he actually had him on the Scott Van Pelt show on Tuesday.
Yeah, it was bad. I mean, he's like, he's my hero, and I'm like, okay, this guy eats hot dogs for a living. How's that a hero? I, you know, didn't serve my country. Maybe, I don't know, but I never said, oh, boy, I hope this guy wins. Might make my life better. So
that's his one.
That's just me. I, you know, I never know.
That's his one. Well, that's his one moment a year to shine, though. He gets his 2 minutes on television.
Yeah, I mean, you know, can you even name me another hot dog eater? I mean, you know, besides that Japanese guy, I mean, is there anybody else out there?
Well, Eater X likes to paint his face. And you know, you're right, Bertoloni or something like that, the guy that finished second this year. It was funny because my mom goes, they finally said he was, instead of drinking water, he had a sport drink, like a red Gatorade or something in the cup. But while he's eating, you're going, are those Fairbury hot dogs he's eating? Because his hands are all red. And mom goes, did he hurt himself? Is he bleeding? I said, no, I just drinking an energy drink. That was kind of disgusting, though.
Oh, yeah, hot dogs, Dunkin' energy drink. That's just,
Up. Hey, Mike, thanks for the call. We won't make you watch it.
All right, thank
you
very much.
Mike from Grand Island, always appreciate when he buzzes in at 888-455-ESPN. A couple other things from the world of sports, something that does not surprise me when this came down from the Associated Press yesterday. Police say Minnesota Timberwolves forward and, of course, former Kansas State Wildcat Michael Beasley ticketed for possessing marijuana and speeding in a Minneapolis suburb last week. Picked up going 84 to 65 at 3 a.m., and the report says the officer found 16.2 grams of marijuana under the front passenger seat of Beasley's car. What did Beasley say, Merritt?
I got nothing. I don't know. It got alcohol and...
Beasley claimed the marijuana was not his.
No way.
He just got it. He just dropped off a woman friend.
Those women, their marijuana.
Yeah. I didn't know it was there. The possession charge is a petty misdemeanor, carries a fine of $128. The Timberwolves say they can't comment during the lockout. And a former NBA and maybe more UNLV great, Armin Gilliam, died Tuesday night playing basketball in Pittsburgh, just a pickup game, 47, heart attack, played 13 seasons with six teams in the NBA, averaged just under 14.7 rebounds during his NBA career, but one of the greatest UNLV running Rebels ever, according to Coach Jerry Tarkanian, played on the 37-2 team that took him to the Final Four in 1987. They retired his jersey in 2007 and was inducted into the school's Hall of Fame in 2008. I didn't have this yesterday, but I do have it today, and we barely have to turn it up, Merritt, because it was an overmodulated feed. But Jacques Rogge from South Africa yesterday.
The International Olympic Committee has the honor of announcing that the 23rd Olympic Winter Games in 2018 are awarded to the city of Pyeongchang.
What does this guy really do? Is that all he does? Every 2 years, he gets up there, he rips the envelope open, and then the crowd goes wild. I should save more of these. When Schick was co-hosting the show with me back when we got this thing started, we went like on a week-long thing. The city of London! The city of Beijing! And now it's the city of Pyeongchang, South Korea. Also, congratulations to Tyler Dowling of Kearney. He was the medalist yesterday at Metal Arc Hills. They're qualifying. They did this 4 years ago for the 100th. Now it's the 103rd Nebraska men's amateur. There were so many people that wanted to get in that 100th celebration that they had qualifying sites. They've continued to do it. The numbers have drastically dropped off. There's a lot of people that don't have to qualify. They're automatically in. But yesterday, they played in Lincoln at Holmes Golf Course and at Metal Arc Hills. And of the 16 golfers that qualified, Tyler Dowling posted an even par score of 71. They finish up today at Willow Lakes in Bellevue and at the Scottsbluff Country Club. We want to thank all the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we take care of them by our friends at BK, two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. How about two chicken sandwiches, $4?
deal.
You kidding me?
And you can add cheese and tomatoes for an extra 50 cents for each sandwich.
But tomorrow, it's all hot dogs, and it's all Troutman's, and it's all Doug and Daddy at the Hilltop Mall from 11 to 1. If you want to be in, email the show just so we can get a head count. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And then be there by 11 a.m. at the Hilltop Mall tomorrow to get you signed up. If you have any questions, give us a call or shoot us an email here at the radio station, and we will be live there tomorrow, and Daddy will be back. We want to thank Russ Kindig, head coach of the Hastings Juniors Johnson Imperial team, who won the Cornhusker League title, and Nebraska Athletic Director Tom Osborne, who joined us on the show today. If you missed any of it, go to the podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. Have a great day, everybody.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.